Attorney General John Ashcroft has indicted only one person so far in connection with the September 11th attacks. He is Zakaria Moussaoui, a French citizen of Moroccan descent, who faces federal conspiracy charges. Before Christmas, the Justice Department said it was almost finished interviewing more than 5,000 young men in its investigation. They reside in the United States with passports from countries where the Al-Qaeda terrorist network is active. The government says it has gathered some useful leads but hasn't made them public, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Earlier this month, Attorney General Ashcroft told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee the 5,000-plus interviews were limited and voluntary.
We are forcing them to do nothing. We are merely asking them to do the right thing, to willingly disclose information they may have of terrorist threats to the lives and safety of all people in the United States.
One of those requests happened around the same time of Ashcroft's testimony, when law enforcement officials knocked on the door of a man from Pakistan. He was in his upstairs bathroom, brushing his teeth before leaving for work.
My wife, she speaks a little bit English. When she went to the door, you know, there was two guys in a suit, and she was scared. She didn't open the door, and then they started knocking the door, you know, and then she opened the door. They came in my corridor, and standing there, she went upstairs to tell me that there's two guys from FBI downstairs who want to talk to me.
This 30-something-year-old has been in the United States since 1994. He did not want his name made public. He says his visitors first asked for ID. Polite but firm, they wouldn't settle for just a driver's license.
I showed them my passport. They see all my visas, when they expire, what was the visa number, what kind of visa I have. They were making all the notes. And then they would start talking about my family, my sisters, and, you know, where they live in overseas and everything, you know. What their names are, they were even making notes for everything.
They also took down all his phone numbers, home, work, and cell. Then, as he recalls it, they asked why he came to the United States. Why didn't he go study elsewhere? They solicited his opinion about the situation in Kashmir, the hotly disputed territory between India and Pakistan. There were also questions about whether this man knew any drug dealers, credit card scammers, or foreigners in the United States with visa problems. But he says the agents were particularly interested in potential leads to people who may sympathize with terrorists.
You know, who talk against American policy in this war, or who is happy with this 11th September accident. I told them I didn't know none of this, you know. I don't know anyone, you know, who was happy, or I don't know who was, you know, who talk against, because, you know, the mostly thing is, I work, come home, and stay time, mostly time with my family.
The Department of Justice said from the beginning that none of those interviewed were criminal suspects. Officials said the men fit a profile of people who could have information about Al-Qaeda, perhaps without even realizing it. Anti-discrimination activist Imad Hamad sat in on about 20 interviews conducted in Michigan, where authorities first sent a letter to interviewees. Hamad views the process as a type of psychological assessment.
I'm sure that these interviews are of a value, that they can help the government update the record, the clear house, know for a fact that this XYZ exists. But it seems like the prime interest was to establish a physical contact, a direct contact with the individual, and go from there.
The officers who visited the man from Pakistan left their business cards. They encouraged him to call if any potentially relevant information comes his way, or if he faces any ethnic harassment from anyone. He says for a few days following the interview, his wife wanted to leave the United States. They've decided to stay, despite a nagging sense of worry.
But makes them think, you know, how unsecure you are in this country. If somebody can come to your door and asking for a passport and your visa status and everything is, and never happened with anyone as I know in this country, these things feel me bad, you know.
Before the knock on his door, this man had heard on television that officials would be interviewing 5,000 people, but he still wonders why exactly he was chosen as one of them. The question first crossed his mind when his wife told him FBI agents were waiting downstairs. During the interview, he says there was never really the right time to ask. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.